A big day in Adelaide. The Crows getting a new senior coach. His name is Matthew Nix. 8 years at the Port Adelaide Footy Club. 1 year as Leon Cameron's right-hand man at the Giants. He joins us on the line here on Time on Trade. Matthew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for the opportunity to chat.
8 years at the arch rival across town, the Power. Can you talk us through the feelings walking into West Lakes today as the senior coach of the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, look, it was a really good feeling. We've obviously gone through quite a process in the lead up to this. You know, after we didn't quite get the job done at the Giants in the grand final, my sort of time went straight into preparing and speaking to the Adelaide Footy Club about the opportunity here to head coach. So, look, I couldn't have been more happy walking in this morning and meeting a lot of the staff and members of the club. They've got an amazing supporter base down here that are super passionate. So, you know, being an Adelaide boy, I was quite comfortable wandering in. But it'll be an interesting one when we do match up against them in the showdown when that comes around during the year. So we'll just see how that goes.
It's 33 days since Don Pike walked out from the role that you now assume. It felt like a lengthy process. Can you talk us through as much you can as the amount of interviews you had and the amount of times you spoke to the coaching panel at the Crows? Because from the outside, it feels like it was a pretty lengthy and exhaustive process.
Yeah, look, I mean, ultimately, it was a really professionally run process, which was the most important part. We touched base probably early in the final series, just around was there any interest from my side. And then the club were really professional and they allowed me to work through the final series, you know, without worrying about, you know, preparing or sitting in any interviews. So, until that time that the grand final had been played, you know, I was able to really focus for the Giants, and unfortunately we didn't quite get it done. But at the moment that, you know, the granny finished, I probably went into preparation mode and we caught up a number of times, you know, three or four times over the next few weeks. A number of presentations and just sitting down and talking, I guess trying to get to a point and find out, you know, do our paths align? Am I the right coach for the job? And in the end, it went my way. And, I strongly believe that the longer I spent with the Adelaide Footy Club, the more I understood what they were about, the more I saw good people working in, you know, in important positions. And I knew it was, it was a position I really wanted to take up.
Ever since you were part of the Level 4 coaching certificate back in 2015, your name has always been touted as a senior coach for the future. Can you talk us through what you've learned from firstly Ken Hinckley and more recently Leon Cameron to position you for this role?
Yeah, I've learned plenty. And, you know, you mentioned two of the guys. Obviously, with Ken, you know, we spent 7 years together. And I learned a hell of a lot from Ken. He's got fantastic experience in the game, not only as head coach, but he's been in the game for a long period of time. And, we had ups and downs, you know, even at Port Adelaide. We had some really good success early and then couldn't quite find that form. So you learn a lot from those. You know, even when you're not performing that well, you're learning a hell of a lot. There are a number of other coaches at Port Adelaide that I learned from also, but, without listing them all off. And going up to the Giants for 12 months, you know, for the last season, my intention was always to go for a lot longer than that. The moment I walked in the door up there, Leon and Wayne Campbell and Dave Massey welcomed me with open arms and my family. And I learned a hell of a lot about culture. I've obviously had a fair bit of that as a background to my coaching and what I'm about, but just see how they operate up there. It's just a fantastic organisation. So I've been blessed to work alongside some very, very good people and very experienced people along the journey.
Everyone who's from Adelaide talks about the bubble. They talk about the two-team town, what it takes out of you. Even Don Pike in his farewell press conference spoke about just how footy can take hold of you sometimes and how it drained him a little bit. Are you ready? Do you feel you're ready to handle the Adelaide footy bubble?
Well, I guess I'll never know until you're actually sitting in the hot seat. And Ken and I used to discuss it a lot. We'd sort of come to the end of seasons or midway through and we'd throw questions at each other about, what is this all about? What you get down here is you've got a lot of passion towards the game. And because we've got the two teams and there's quite a rivalry there, it's, that passion comes out. And look, I think it's a really powerful thing that, you know, it's great for footy. I'm looking forward to it. I know it's going to be challenging, but what I'm really about is getting this Adelaide Football Club family back together, getting everyone on board and playing some footy that our supporters will be really proud of to watch. And whether that's win or lose, I think, you know, if we play the right style of footy and our players are able to go about it and play for each other, I've no doubt that our supporter base will be really proud of what we're trying to achieve.
Here on Time on Trade, we're speaking with Matthew Nix. Now, Matthew, we're clearly skewed towards the trade period. We've got 25 hours to go until the closure tomorrow night. Speaking of Crows players, one man in limbo is Josh Jenkins. He's been told and he's come to a mutual agreement with the Crows to explore his options. Is there any scenario that you find yourself in the next 25 hours having a conversation with Josh and maybe turning that around, or are you just seeing this to continue the way it's going and allowing Josh to explore his options?
Well, I think Josh has got the right to explore his options, and I'll do my best to have a chat to him and catch up with him over the next 24 hours. But in saying that, we've got a really strong list management group that have done a fair bit of work in around that space. So I'm not going to come in and pretend I know everything. I don't know the ins and outs of that situation. I haven't been here for the past couple of years. So, look, I'll trust the guys to get that done and work through that and hopefully the best outcome comes for both parties in that space.
And I'm sure you've heard the noise about Brad Crouch and his desires to seek a long-term extension. He was looking at exploring the market elsewhere, but by no means is that shut on the Adelaide Crows. How important is your first conversation with Brad Crouch to talk about him and his desire to stay at West Lakes?
Yeah, it might not be the first conversation, but I have tried to touch base with Brad, as I have with majority of our list. Obviously, today's a little bit of a whirlwind day, but the first thing I did was jump on the phone and get as many players as I could, just to touch base and let them know I'm here for them, and if they need, the phone's on 24/7. But they're in their break at the moment. Brad's, I believe, over in New Zealand, and Matt's over in New York. I was able to catch Matt, but I haven't got a chance to talk to Brad as yet. But look, I'll ensure that Brad knows how much we value him as a footballer and how much we value him as a person around the club. He's an amazing character, and so he's the sort of person that we want to keep at this club. Now, we'll have to talk through that over the next month or so.
So a lot of new coaches across the competition. One in particular is Justin Longmuir at the Fremantle Footy Club. We've learnt in the last couple of days that he's targeted James Aish to pull him out of Collingwood and have him join on a three-year deal at the Dockers. Are we leaving it too late? Is there anyone at the Giants you'd love to get your hands on and maybe start a conversation with 25 hours to go?
Oh, look, we'd be kidding ourselves if you didn't say there were players there that you'd like to have a look at, but my main focus at this point is really getting alongside the playing group that we have, working with. We've got a fantastic core group of players still at the club. We've lost some experience, obviously, and that's what's being published at the moment. But when you lose experience, you get a chance for some of your youth to come through and show, what they've got. So I'm really excited about what we're going to see from a Chase Jones, what we're going to see from a McHenry. These players, and Miller are stepping up again. It's exciting times, and I think the whole club's on board that, we're going to be a younger squad, but, it's going to be a really exciting year for us. And over the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, Matthew, I can sense the excitement in your voice. All the best for the next 3 years and hopefully beyond at the Adelaide Crows. Good luck and thanks for joining us on Time on Trade.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.